Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Lift and Separate by Marilyn Simon Rothstein, performed by Donna Postel. Chapter 1. 3 days after my husband left me, I stood in the master bathroom with my best friend, Dana. "I would throw out his toothbrush," I said, "but I don't know which is his and which is mine." Dana had arrived at my house direct from Kennedy Airport, vaulting up the stairs to find me staring stun gun still into the bathroom mirror while squeezing a family-sized tube of Colgate into one of the double sinks. I hadn't brushed my teeth in 3 days.
"Buy a new toothbrush," she said.
Dana was in advertising. She had a retail solution for everything. I shut my eyes and shook my head. Dana reached for her summer bag.
"I'll buy one for you."
"Please don't go anywhere. I'm so relieved that you're here. I need you here."
"Okay, Marcy, okay."
I glanced at the tub. Harvey and I never went in the hot tub together.
"Maybe that should have told you he was unhappy."
Lightly, Dana knocked her shoulder against mine. A shoulder knock from Dana always made me feel like the most popular girl at the popular table. But I didn't feel like knocking. What was there to knock about now? Actually, I thought of drowning myself in the tub, but no one was around to rescue me, and I didn't want to die. I just wanted to stop breathing long enough to make Harvey come home.
"Newsflash, Marcy, you're not the first woman to be left by a man."
"So why do I feel like the first?" I wiped a tear across my cheek. One tear. Even my tears were alone now.
"You must stop taking this abandonment personally when it's nothing but the human condition."
Dana lit a cigarette. She cranked open the window, exhaling into my stellar acre of backyard woods. I loved that backyard. I focused on the spot where the cedar playground, with 3 swings, a slide, a seesaw, and a fort with a canvas roof, had once stood for eternity, it seemed. When my husband, Harvey, suggested that we call someone to dismantle it, our children were grown. Our youngest, Ben, our only son, was a junior in college, on a semester abroad in Florence. I found it amazing and poignant and comforting that now, no matter how much miracle magical seed our landscaper tossed down, a portion of that spot remained forever brown.
"You're so right, Dana."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?